We must expand our heart capacities to have more seeker friends in our life. We must not ignore anything that directly comes to us from God, such as love, devotion, and surrender. I am always thinking of my Lord, not only in my wakeful hours, but also during my dreams. A doubting mind rightly deserves world indifference and world contempt. In the spiritual life, we must never associate ourselves with those who live only for themselves. How I desire to hear my name on my Master's nectar-flooded lips. Alas, will the desire storm in my mind ever be exhausted? No calamity can weaken my sleepless faith in God. We must look at life in the light of self-sacrifice. I always take my Lord's express permission before I say anything, do anything, give anything or receive anything. Each new experience enables us to bring our life one step closer to God. Alas, why do we not accept our inner voice as our own, very own, to make the fastest progress in our spiritual life? No more God disappointment shall I expect in my life. God wants me to circulate His world harmony message wherever I go. Alas, am I not ashamed of my spirituality? How many chances my Lord Supreme has given me to claim Him as my own, very own. The mind is always expert in the realm of conspiracy. The heart is always expert in God acceptance and God manifestation. When faith takes root, we are certain of our success and progress. Spirituality, in the strict sense of the term, means constant obedience to God commands. I want to be the finder of my own love inside my God-crying heart. The spiritual life must get better and better every hour, every minute and every second. My Lord, even a tiny role in your cosmic play will inundate me with bliss. My Lord, you have shown me your most beautiful face and eye many, many times. My Lord, when will you show me your blessingful, blissful, and merciful heart? Any insecurity thought must die the moment it takes birth. My Lord, you have flooded me with your infinity's concern. Alas, when will I have sincere concern for you? We must feel that anything the Master does for us is for the betterment of our outer life and for the enlargement of our inner heart. My Lord, today do bless me with two newness eyes and one fullness heart. For each and every seeker, the destination is the same, the golden shore of the beyond. When determination is there, we can rest assured that our efforts will blossom into success. The sincere seekers are every day invited by God Himself to enjoy His blessing feast. Every day I make a solemn promise to myself that I shall rebuild my badly shattered spiritual life. If we do not aspire, then we are definitely living in exile on earth. Every day, reduce your dependency on the world and increase your God dependency. When the mind advises us, we must be very careful. Its advice may do more harm than good. Alas, how is it that I did not know that I was living under the same roof with ignorance army? Oh, my doubting mind, today is the last day that I shall be spending time with you. We must not walk or run, but sprint towards our destination. Always the middle path is the safest and the wisest. Always lethargy and joys fall unimaginably behind. My heart's God communication is my life's all fulfillment. How I wish I could spend more time in the company of my illumining soul. My soul wants me to claim its victory over ignorance night as my own, very own. There may not be time for the world to love me, but I do have plenty of time to love the world. The more we accuse others, the farther we go away from our destination. Soulful songs are absolute necessities in our spiritual life. Doubt does not come alone. Failure accompanies doubt. Purity does not come alone. Victory banner follows purity. My Lord, you do not have to forgive me, but do not forget me. Anything that we receive from the Supreme is all illumining and all fulfilling, even His humor smile. To Today we call it imagination. Tomorrow that very thing we call illumination. A God-hungry heart feasts on God's blessing light. We must proceed in our inner life on the strength of our God certainty. Because of God's love lamp, we are able to see in the darkest ignorance night. Without a genuine inner hunger, we cannot expect any inner message from the beyond. My Lord, why am I so ungrateful? How is it that at every moment I am not treasuring my God hunger? Spirituality is ambiguous, so says the mind. Spirituality is superfluous, so says the vital. Spirituality is arduous, so says the body. Spirituality is precious, unimaginably precious, so says the heart. Spirituality is advantageous, divinely and supremely, so says the soul. Spirituality is gracious, extremely gracious. So do I know and feel. Falsehood and the doubting mind play hide and seek. He who enjoys criticism is a rank fool. Patience and perseverance can accomplish the impossible. May each breath of mine live in the world of God devotion. My heart's God willingness tears every day I place on my shrine. God's compassion voice is calling me to come back to his heart home. What I need is an ever-increasing God gratitude breath. The mind's ego roar is not allowing my heart to hear the whispers of my Lord Supreme. The human life is indeed a sad dream reality life. I have made a solemn promise to my Lord Supreme that I shall take all his dreams most devotedly to manifest on earth. My heart's God surrender journey, my Lord dearly loves. I must surpass my previous achievements on a daily basis. When inspiration comes into existence, we run faster than the fastest towards our destined goal. Insecurity has to be cast aside, both from the mind and from the heart. Surrender is the immediate neighbor of God oneness. When I pray and meditate well, my Lord Supreme invites me to come and be a subject of His peace kingdom. We must accept life's ups and downs with a view to transcending them. He who appreciates a doubt reputation is bound to end in annihilation. O my lifeboat, be careful. Avoid the negativity shore. We must offer our selfless love constantly to the needy. Disappointment is an energy robber. Without a gratitude heart, we cannot open God's heart door. My life must not be found in the useless thought dust. The beauty of reality is sorely needed. A determined faith in God is a decisive blow to the insecurity mind. Our self-assessment has to be absolutely just. There is a constant battle between my impatient mind and God's compassionate heart. Only our prayers and meditations will be able to tame the unruly monkey mind. Alas, God alone knows when His truth will shall prevail on earth. We must extinguish immediately temptation flame. We must put an end immediately to the noisy clamor mind. We must be very careful while we are guarding our all-illumining soul. Our inner inheritance is God's omnipotence. A self-giving seeker is a true member of God's immediate family. May my heart be completely merged in the sea of silence, peace. To the divine heart, heaven is not only visible but also attainable. Whenever God gives me anything, it far surpasses my loftiest expectations. World appreciation most devotedly I place at my Lord's feet. We must awaken a new dawn in our aspiration life to please our Lord Supreme. The soul bird sings and sings. God listens and listens very carefully and very proudly. A lethargy life has nothing to offer God. A gratitude heart is an immediate heaven ascent. The mind road is not only hazardous, but also destruction prone. The rose fragrance dances in oneness dream. Each soul is an inexhaustible God joy fountain. We cannot hear God's footsteps precisely because we have become our own ignorance-veiled ears. Each aspiring heart sleeplessly sings God's song. I must make my life a God-eagerness hunger. My God faith has left my ignorance fear in the dust. God loves to be amused by our childlike heart. An aspiration heart sings haunting soul melodies. I sing my Lord's victory songs even in my life's darkest hours. Where do I want to live? I want to live in my Lord's ever-blossoming earth manifestation dreams. Each heart has a profundity's silence island. Everything is possible from the everything is possible from the darkest darkness to the brightest light. My ignorance mind has to be consumed by my heart's intensity fire. I love to play only on sweet, sweeter, sweetest God devotion keys. Desire flames have to be extinguished sooner than at once. A heart of devotion is a life of unalloyed joy. Perfection's stars shall be within eyeshot when the surrender heart comes to the fore. Not to have a word from God is indeed a heart-breaking experience. My earth existence lives in between my Lord's compassion eye and his forgiveness feet. I see and feel my Lord in my life's brightness and darkness equally. Heaven is there where God's smile blossoms. God's scolding ends. My life perfection begins. Up until now, I was stone-hearted, but now I have become a tenderness-flooded life. My heart listens eagerly, and my mind listens hesitantly when my Lord speaks. To touch the feet of God is to enjoy a moment of infinity's peace. The oneness attempt has to be made lovingly, soulfully, and self-givingly. In the spiritual life, when we do something unaspiring and undivine, we are frightened by our own face. God is coming to bless us with His unending days and nights. Desire sadness is a destruction experience. God's true children are all the same, pure and self-giving. Oh, my heart, never stop your constant utterance. Yes, God. Yes, God. When God embraces my heart, my soul becomes ecstasy's flood. God's compassion eye is the only Lord of my life. My patience is the missing link between my Lord Supreme and myself. Every day, at every moment, we must resist the wild desire invasion. How stupid the human mind can be. Quite often it takes evil for good. This morning I gave my final farewell to my ego life. Jealousy is stupidity's loftiest height. My inner happiness cures my outer suffering. I have many prayers, but the first and foremost is for the death of my insecurity. My mind loves rejection stories. My heart embraces acceptance songs. My Lord, come a little closer to me. My child, I have the same desire. You also come a little closer to me. Every heartbeat of mine is loved by God's whispering heart. My Lord, when I enjoy self-assertion, forgive me. Do not desert me. Give me your illumination. I know all my worries and anxieties shall fade away. Of course, at God's choice hour. The ego may succeed, but it never proceeds. My Lord tells me not to count how many times I have forgotten Him, but just to count how many times I have remembered Him. If I can leave everything to God, my wisdom shall know no end. A desire life and an uncertainty mind live together. I live only for two things: to bring my heart closer to God and to know everything about God better. Joy dances in my heart when my Lord counts my gratitude heart petals. Each time I win the race over ignorance, my goal comes nearer and nearer to me. beauty, joy, peace, and love. These are immediate neighbors. Each heart was born to be a choice child of God. Determination awakens us. Determination brightens our mind. Determination illumines the human in us. Do not pay any attention to your life's imperfection days and nights. Go forward, fly upward, dive inward. God expects everybody to participate soulfully and self-givingly in his cosmic drama. Spirituality wants to perform something extraordinary. It wants the heart and the mind to become most intimate friends. A fountain of tears we need, not a monsoon of tears. Life's losses and gains have to be discarded if we really want to be God-serving souls. He who does not complain, God makes his army captain. If you despise yourself, God will surprise you by leaving you. God tells me that there can be no lovelier place than my heart garden. If everything else fails, try your surrender heart. You will succeed. A God oneness heart has no enemy. Everybody gets lost at least once along the highways and byways of life. I have only one enemy, and that enemy is my ungrateful mind. I need a purity heart to see my Lord at close quarters. God will not leave any human being at large. That is not his way of operating. Surrender, my mind, surrender. God will give you the highest mark. Alas, my mind knows only one thing, ceaseless irritation. Ignorance night will definitely surrender to wisdom, light, and delight. It is only a matter of time. Self-giving, I choose. Self-denial, I reject. Alas, my insincere self is the only cause of my downfall. The mind does not care for God's home address and telephone number. Devotedness is of paramount importance to make fast progress in the spiritual life. My Lord, my only food is your smile. Insane impulse cannot arrive at the goal. Wise intuition unmistakably arrives at the goal. I give my Lord my affection, I. God gives me his fondness, heart. Hope is the very beginning of the heart's sunrise. Perfection prize is extremely difficult to win. My God surrender is my Lord's measureless pride. God always wants me to fly with my heart's eagerness flames. The stranger mind brings in nothing but danger. What we all need, a journey of world harmony. May my loneliness have a short breath. My Lord wants my mind to cultivate simplicity, beauty. Lethargy, inactivity is nothing short of slow poison. A miracle has taken place. I see nowhere my doubting mind.